being 56-year-old Bill Chamberlain. He's concerned about the Gorley Dike, located just 500 yards north of the Carpers' home. The dike, made of river gravel and mud, is 50 feet long and 18 feet high, but the heavy rains are rapidly eroding it.
At one time, we were losing a foot an hour at the Gorley Dike, but when you have 50-foot wide dike at that point and you're losing a foot an hour, it doesn't take long and it's gone.
Just 2 weeks earlier, Chamberlain and officials from local agencies had inspected the dike and agreed it was in desperate need of repair. But no one wanted to fund the $40,000 project. Now, the dike is quickly slipping away.
I came down at 11 in the morning, and it was still over 20 feet of dike left. 2.5 hours later, I got a call that it was within 2 feet of going through the dike. It disappeared that fast.
Chamberlain is all too aware that the Carpers' home lies directly in the path of the Grays River. He asks a colleague to try and contact the Carpers.
The main thing I wanted to tell him was that this was not going to be the normal backwater. This is the dike breaking with a current that's coming towards their house.